It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Number one, they didn't get down there again until the game was completely out of doubt.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
And number two,
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
You know, that was just it.
You forgot number two, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. What did I say?
Gordon wants me to mention something about him right now. Why don't you get on the mic and just tell everybody yourself? Your gayness.
You know, this team's just not that good.
Craig Miller, were you in the studio when this happened?
I was.
Oh, my God.
Did Gordon say something in the background while Barb was trying to do her traffic?
He did.
And what was that?
He told her to acknowledge and mention his gayness.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All that offends me.
Really weird. Me too. Hey, we're going to talk to Troy Aikman coming up here at 8:15. But right now, yes, it is time for the emergency break of the week. We give you three candidates, and you get the vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from network television, CBS Sports, as a matter of fact. It's former Cowboy Tony Romo.
Hmm.
He and Jim Nantz were talking about the candidates for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. Nantz mentioned that last year there were two winners of the award, and this happened.
Who do you think's the front runner there?
Well, I don't want to slight anybody's
efforts. No, they all had incredible.
You know, listen, we all know what JJ did with the hurricane relief.
I think that's got the front runner.
But they all deserve.
Seriously,
I give it to all three. Last year, there were two winners.
Was there? Is that legal?
Yes. It...
All right, back to kickoffs.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds so tense.
Such a weird phrase, back to kickoffs, and then right before that you can hear Nantz going, yeah, that's just...
It's so tense between those two right now. I do love the phrase, back to kickoffs.
Yeah. There's also another weird phrase in there, and it's something like, that's got front runner. What did he say after he said J.J. Watt?
Who do you think's the front runner there?
Well, I don't want to slight anybody's efforts.
No, they all had incredible.
You know,
years
listen, we all know what JJ did with the hurricane relief.
I think that's it's got the front runner.
But they all seriously, I give it to all three. Last year there were two winners.
Was there? Is that legal?
Yes. It...
All right. Back to kickoffs.
I think that's got the front runner.
I think that's got the front runner.
So Jim is pissed that Tony is forcing him into issuing an opinion on the air.
Yes. Because Jim doesn't want to have to choose one of those names because then he upsets the other two.
Right.
And Tony doesn't give a damn.
Doesn't care about nothing.
He's just ready for his next scream moment during the broadcast when he can get really excited about something.
Almost finished. Hold on, Jim.
All right, so there is Tony Romo up for an emergency break of the week. Also back, he is a big player in this competition just about every week. T.C. Fleming thought he would take a pass at some animal humor with Norm and Donnie.
So this is going to happen.
I do believe I'll do that.
Because I looked up a few excursions, and they're mostly like six-hour things or overnight things.
I'm out on that.
Right, but if they have a tiny version, you know, for the media, I think you should get on board, and we can do a segment about this.
Do you know how to hunt polar bears?
No.
You go out to the ice, cut a hole in the ice, and then you kick them in the ice hole.
All right.
Did you like that one, Norm?
I have a next note if you want.
The diss to TC. Shots fired.
I salute you, TC.
That's good.
You lay awake at night, Norm, hoping to make jokes as good as the one I just did.
By the way, TC, I'd like to point out that as you're out hunting polar bears, they're out hunting you.
Wow. Wow, listen how long this layout is.
Still going. Yeah, they were talking about, I should have mentioned, they were talking about going ice fishing when we go to Minneapolis. Donnie's trying to get me to go with him. I would be interested in that. But yeah, TC thought that would be a good time. Hey, I'll try the old polar bear joke.
Okay, I'm coming out in support of TC.
Are you? Okay. There's
decent
one.
Joke, and I think his follow-up comment was funny, too, that Norm lays awake at night wishing that he could deliver a joke that's that funny.
Now, I think you may be the only one in the Metroplex supporting TC at this very moment.
I'll do it proudly because I stand on the side of truth.
As he started smoking, his voice sounded deep. Has he been
sick? I think he's been sick, yeah.
Way to go, Craig.
Really?
What?
TC sick?
Oh, I know.
He always sounds so healthy.
All right, one more time.
So this is going to happen.
I do believe I'll do
because I
that.
Looked up a few excursions, and they're mostly like six-hour things or overnight
things. I'm out on that.
Right, but if they have a tiny version, you know, for the media, I think you should get on board, and we can do a segment about this. I
do you know how to hunt polar bears?
No.
You go out to the ice, cut a hole in the ice, and then you kick them in the ice hole.
All right.
Did you like that one, Norm?
I have a next note if you want.
Oh, the diss to TC. Shots fired.
I salute you, TC.
That's good.
You lay awake at night, Norm, hoping to make jokes as good as the one I just did.
By the way, TC, I'd like to point out that as you're out hunting polar bears, they're out hunting you. Listen to this layout. It's still going.
We can't play the whole layout
It just takes too
it's
long.
It's like 2 minutes.
Nobody.
Well, there is TC once again. Whether you support him or not, he did stop down their show. Candidate number three is Mike Reiner, the father of the little ticket, back once again competing in the e-break. You know, we have live commercial announcements on this station from time to time. Sometimes we're ready. Sometimes we're not. And in this case, Reiner's was not ready. And this awkwardly ends with Corby yelling at everybody.
And 96.7 FM, The Tick.
Misfire there.
Go to... Move on.
My mom and my dad.
What just happened?
It was right after Why Today Doesn't Suck, so there's still a lot going on in the studio. And by the change in music there, I think maybe it was supposed to, they thought maybe it was Corby's live spot, then they figured out it was Mike's, and then Corby just called the play just for everyone to move on, not worry so much about it. All right, one more time.
And 96.7 FM, The Tick.
Misfire there.
Go to... Move on.
My mom and my dad and me?
You get Dan and Bob laughing in the background, too. A lot going on there. And I guess we're putting that on Ryan's for not being ready for a live spot. So those are your three candidates. Tony Romo, TC, or Ryan's. 888-787-1310. Let's do this the right way and all vote responsibly. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning, George. I got a question, and then I would like to vote responsibly.
Okay.
How is it that the ticket is 24 years and 2 days old, and you guys are going to the Super Bowl for the 25th year? Then I would like to vote for Mike Reiner. George, I'm a drunk driver, so this is for you, buddy.
Yeah.
And then I would like to shout out to my buddy Jason Stockton in Fort Worth.
I hope you're not all over the road literally as you are metaphorically right now.
He's doing fine. He voted for Ryan's, and it's our 25th Super Bowl. It's our 24th year.
It's because when we went to our first Super Bowl, we were 0 years old.
Right. There you go. That's how that happens. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
And I don't know you right here.
Die. Die.
Hey, Jesus, I want to vote Tony Romo. Just so you know, happy Pro Bowl.
Okay, love you
that
too.
Was 17 years ago.
Yes. You can't let it go. He still stays in character.
Fake Natalie Maines.
That's his Twitter handle and everything.
I do love, while I hate the fake Natalie Maines, I do love how she just plows ahead.
Yeah, she doesn't care if you guys hate her. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello.
Hey, Gordo.
Hey.
Yeah. He's not there.
No, okay. He said hey.
Hey, serious question, guys. There's so many up-and-coming
young radio personalities out there that want a job. How is TC still employed?
Well, I think he does a fine job, sir.
And I question how many up-and-coming young radio personalities there are.
Yeah, I haven't really heard many of those. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, hi, musers.
Hi.
Vaginal slice, Mornborn.
Yeah.
Everything about that is die.
Love you.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, good morning to you, musers. Just one thing. The beach bum is the best type of bum. But nonetheless, back to kickoffs.
Okay. Hello, you're on the ticket. Sports caller, you're on the air. Mm. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Vaginal slice, Mornborn?
No, 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 no. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys, it's me, Tones Rome, working out in my home gym. There goes my wife walking by. Well, back to the kickoff.
Okay, it's pretty genius.
That's pretty good. That's a production element there.
Production element with music in the background, yeah, just like the Tony Romo video.
That was funny. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
The two greatest moments in the last 24 years of ticket history are Dogaloose and the pudding.
That needs to go away.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Jim Nantes, spare. Give me Tones.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310 and 96.7 FM, The Ticket.
Yes, I would like to responsibly vote for TC and the Mandela Effect.
Okay. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio, AM and FM.
Hi.
Hi.
Why are you laughing?
Well, I don't know, because I've never been on before.
Well,
but,
you're on.
I was just going to say that I think TC wins that thing, and also that the oldest person that I have known to live is 107. That'd be my great-great-grandfather, just in regards to what you guys were talking about the other day.
How old was he when he died?
107.
Yeah, you knucklehead.
What year did he die?
1997.
What was your nickname for him?
Old Pop.
Old really? Pop.
Old Pop. And
yeah,
then about,
Old Pop.
And then about how tall were you when he died?
How tall was I? Probably 2.5 feet.
Way to go, Gordon.
Yeah, she was young, Gordon. Way to go.
Nice. You still going to creep on her?
I am. How tall are you now?
Gross. Stop it.
5'4".
Thank you for your call. Thank you.
Do you like M&Ms?
No.
Are you married?
No.
Hmm. Well, thanks for listening.
GordonKeith@gmail.com.
We got to go. Don't email him.
You gay.
No, Norm, don't have time for that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Well, guys, let me see. Yes, Romo.
All right, ladies and gentlemen,
yay,
we have ourselves a
Tony.
Winner.
Yes.
Tony Romo finally got a win in January. This is unbelievable.
All right, you've been waiting to do that joke.
Who do you think's the front runner there?
Well, I don't want to slide anybody's up.
No, they all had incredible.
You know, listen, we all know what JJ did with the hurricane relief.
I think that's
it's
got the front runner.
But they all deserve it. Seriously, I give it to all three. Last year, there were two winners.
Was there? Is that legal?
Yes. It...
All right, back to kickoffs.
Oh!
Back to kickoffs. All right, we need to throw a pillow
Tony
with that on.
Tony is such
it.
A smartass in that moment.
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen, Tony Romo with his first win.
Well, unless you consider the fumble in Seattle.
Oh, we give it to him for that?
Oh, dear.
Oh.
But yes, his first win. He's tied with Sean Rabb in the violent P1.
Okay. There he is, Tony Romo, the winner of the emergency break of the week.